Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He is, of course, former NFL quarterback, now color analyst for Compass Media Networks for the Dallas Cowboys and college football. He is Steve Berline. Steve, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm fired up to be on with you guys. It's sounds like you got a nice little setup out there. I wish I was right beside you.
Hey, man. Yeah, I mean, this is an absolute beautiful area of Wisconsin where we're at right now. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you said you're in Arkansas. So are you doing Notre Dame, Arkansas? We're actually a Notre Dame flagship here in Milwaukee.
You know, I'm not doing the game, but I'm doing the game as a fan. So
there you go.
So here's the thing. I was Lou Holtz's first quarterback at Notre Dame. And
yep.
As you all know, Lou was a legend at Notre Dame, but he also, his legendary status really started at Arkansas. And so Lou is going to be here tonight for some Notre Dame-related events and then tomorrow at the game. And I was one of the players that was invited to come and kind of take part in the whole thing. So excited to be here. It's going to be a nut house in Fayetteville tomorrow. You know, it's a big, big game for both teams, and with all the Lou Holtz connections, I think it's going to be pretty electric.
I got you on here to talk about the Packers and the Cowboys, but since I've got you and you brought up Notre Dame, so this is the first year we've been the flagship. And after the start of the year, I was like, oh, my God, I think we jinxed the football team. This isn't going well early. How good do you think this Notre Dame team is going to end up being?
Well, you know, there's a lot of question marks. I was very, very concerned about the first two games. I told everybody, listen, if we make it through that first two games of the schedule at 1-1, I would consider that a win, because I know Miami with Carson Beck and his experience and all the hype and build up around that game, it was going to be a tough first start for CJ Carr, and you know, I really thought it was going to be a lot tougher than people were going to give it credit for. And then A&M, obviously, they can play with anybody, SEC team. You know, they're trying to get themselves back up in the upper echelon as far as respect goes in the college football ranks. And I knew they were going to come in ready to play. So obviously coming out of that 0-2 was not the way any of us wanted to start the season. But I was at the Purdue game last week. There were some good things. Still very concerned about our defense. You know, we got the new defensive coordinator. Al Golden went to the Cincinnati Bengals. And he's got that defense playing pretty well up there. But Notre Dame has not been able to figure it out defensively yet. So I'm concerned, and I think T.J. Carr has got some really positive things going for him, but he's still going to go through some learning experiences too. So my expectations are very cautiously somewhat optimistic. That's how I can put it.
Talking with Steve Berline, former NFL quarterback, Compass Media Color Analyst for the Cowboys games and college football, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here on the Fan. Let's get into this Packer-Cowboy game. It's funny that you're in Arkansas because we're going to end up talking about Jerry Jones here. I remember when that whole thing went down and how absolutely crushed Cowboys fans were when Tom Landry was pushed out the door or suggestively told to go away or however this whole thing went down. You obviously haven't been a part of that whole deal back in the day when this whole thing went down. What are your thoughts on Jerry Jones and how he's kind of run this franchise from the time he took over. And obviously Super Bowl rings count with Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer, but it's been quiet since then.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't there for the early days, the earliest days. I got there in 91, excuse me. So the first, I think, 3 years of the new regime, I was not a part of it. I was playing for the Raiders back then. And, you know, so I missed the early, you know, the 1-15 days and all the other fireworks that went on with the Landry situation. But when I got down there, you know, I really was just excited to get a new opportunity. I didn't know how it was going to work out for me personally. And I knew there was a lot of talented young players on the team. And if you saw the documentary at all, you know that that 91 season, episode 2 gets into it pretty good in that documentary. And, you know, I got a chance to make a run late in the season. And I think that was really when the Cowboys started believing that they were going to be something special. We were going to be something special. And the next year, the rest of it kind of took care of itself with the Super Bowl. But, you know, back then, the early days, it seemed like everything was very rosy with Jimmy and Jerry at that time. And, you know, we won that first Super Bowl. And then I took off and went to become the quarterback at the Arizona Cardinals. So I didn't see what kind of transpired in the aftermath. But I've heard from a lot of people it got pretty tense. And obviously the documentary does a really nice job of chronicling all that stuff. But definitely a lot of people were rubbed the wrong way for quite a while when Jerry Jones came in and handled it the way that he did.
It's interesting because, you know, Jason Garrett's there for a while. They win, but they don't win in the playoffs. Then they bring in McCarthy. They win, but they don't win necessarily in the playoffs. And now, you know, he makes another move. But trading Micah Parsons, I mean, you could speak about it, obviously, far more than I can. I've never played in the National Football League. But trading Micah Parsons right before the year starts has got to be one heck of a gut punch from a team to get up from before week one.
Well, and the whole NFL world has been in shock since that news came out. And nobody could believe that it would actually happen. And, you know, Jerry Jones talks a lot about how, you know, he is so hungry to get back to the Super Bowl and get back to, you know, relevance from that kind of a perspective, from a greatness perspective. And then you see a move like that and you're like, how does that help the team this year? You know, you're 82 and, you know, you're obviously, it's been a long time since the Cowboys have been in kind of a position where they could make a legitimate run at the Super Bowl. And you got one of the top three defensive players in the NFL, and you let him go. And, you know, maybe this is something that the Cowboys will be able to look back in a year or two or three, maybe 5 years, and say it was worth it. But for this year, it's hard to build a case where the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys benefit from trading Micah Parsons to your Packers. And obviously both of these teams are going kind of different directions right now. Even though Green Bay stumbled last week in Cleveland, you know, I think everybody recognizes the Packers are one of the very best teams in the NFL, and they have Super Bowl aspirations. The Cowboys nowhere near that level right now. I mean, they got hammered last week in Chicago by the Bears and should have lost to the Giants the week before. So, you know, there's a lot of question marks in Dallas right now.
So where's the threat with the Cowboys offense right now? You lose two offensive linemen, you lose CeeDee Lamb. So from a Packers defensive perspective coming into this one, what are you looking for? Is it just, you know, making sure the tight end can't beat you in Ferguson?
Well, there's a little bit more there. I think that Brian Schottenheimer has brought in a different mentality. He really wants to run the football, kind of like Marty was known for back in the day. His dad was always about running the ball, stopping the run, and Brian comes from that very same mentality. And, you know, Javonte Williams has been a real pleasant surprise, played very, very well, and he was running well last week, but the game got out of hand, and we stopped running the ball, and then obviously CeeDee Lamb got hurt, and, you know, things just kind of snowballed there. We defensively, the Cowboys have been an absolute sieve, giving up big plays. I'm talking about busted coverages, big plays where guys are running wide open all over the field. And, you know, Caleb Williams hit two of those in the first quarter, and the route was on. So, you know, we've got a lot of concerns both sides of the ball right now, especially with CeeDee Lamb out and, you know, going up against a pretty fired up Green Bay Packers team after what happened last week with Cleveland, and then obviously the homecoming for Micah. This thing could get ugly on Sunday night. We're the Cowboys side of it. Obviously, we're hoping for a good game and a chance to win at the end. But who knows how this is going to turn out.
The other part of this, Steve Berline, is the homecoming for Matthew Golden, the Packers' number one draft pick, the wide receiver, because he's from that area in Dallas as well. So on the defensive side of the football, I think if there was a concern for Packer fans right now going into this thing is the fact that they're down to their third-string right tackle going into this game because Belton got hurt yesterday in practice. So now it's going to be Kennard, who's been in the league 3-4 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. Behind that is a practice squad guy they had to elevate and Brand Banks. And then at left guard is their former first-round pick who was supposed to be the left tackle and might be next year, but Jordan Morgan is going to play left guard. That offensive line, Elgton Jenkins, Rashid Walker, Sean Ryan, the three vets, they all looked horrible against Cleveland last week. Dallas, I think you all got like 4 sacks in 3 weeks. That has to be, I think, where the Cowboys win. If they can win in the trenches and create problems for Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs, that's how they stay in the game probably.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, Kenny Clark as well, that was part of the trade with Micah Parsons. You know, he's helped out from a run defense perspective. But truly, the Cowboys' defense has not stopped anybody. And they played respectably in Philadelphia week one. But week one, you can't really measure anything because new coaches involved and you don't really get a read on things. The next 2 weeks, which is the last 2 weeks, have really shown a lot about where this Cowboys team is. We really haven't been able to get any consistent pressure on anybody. You said 4 sacks over the 3 weeks, but the Packers have 10. And so we're toward the bottom of the list in terms of being able to get to the quarterback. Teams have been able to pretty much do whatever they want to do offensively. The Cowboys' defense is ranked toward the bottom of the league in almost every category. So it's concerning in a lot of different ways. And obviously, it's very clear that the Packers are going through some offensive line issues. I'm sure that's being preached to the Cowboys defensively. All week long, let's get after these guys. We should be able to win some of these matchups up front. You know, let's try to dominate that line of scrimmage. But still, going out and doing it is a much different subject and a different story. We'll see how it works out. But I think if there's a silver lining for the Packers, it's that the Cowboys' defense has not been very solid in any aspect to this point. So maybe there's an opportunity for this O-line to get some chemistry and some rhythm going for the Packers.
Compass Media color analyst for the Cowboys, former NFL quarterback, and, of course, just college football as well. He is Steve Berline. Follow him on Twitter at Steve Berline. He joins us. He's getting ready to go watch Arkansas and Notre Dame and hang out with Lou Holtz, and then we'll be getting ready for Cowboys and Packers. This is the other thing I guess I'm curious about from you. Mike McCarthy, former Cowboys head coach, was seen in a suite on, what was it, Sunday, I guess it would have been, with Mike McCarthy and Chris McIntosh, the AD for the Wisconsin Badgers. There was chance for a fire Luke Fickle at the Badger game as they lost to Maryland in horrible fashion. What was your thoughts on the job that McCarthy did at Dallas and what ended up being his demise?
Well, I only came into this position last year in terms of, you know, doing the Cowboys exclusively. And so I wasn't a part of the we'll call them the good years, until obviously they ran into the Packers in the playoffs,
right,
which really is what started the fall of the Cowboys. That game, the Cowboys have not rebounded from what the Packers did a couple years ago. Last year, even when Dak was healthy, people seem to forget that the Cowboys were 3-5, and he was playing poorly. He was having arguably the worst season of his career, and then he got hurt, and you know, Cooper Rush just came in and kind of held it together for the rest of the season. But things really snowballed badly last year, early in the season. Mike McCarthy, three consecutive years before that with 12 wins, but as you said earlier, no real runs in the playoffs. And you know, that's a reflection on obviously quarterbacks and head coaches. So Dak still carries that burden and that cloud over him, related to not being able to really step up and take this team and play well and play big in the playoffs or in the important games that they need to win. And that's something that's been really hanging over the Cowboys for a while. And I think that ultimately was why Mike McCarthy got let go, because he and Dak and the rest of the Cowboys were not able to put together any kind of a run in previous years, even when they were really built and really playing at a very high level during those 12-win seasons. To have it end the way that it did was very disappointing, I think, to the Joneses, and they felt a change was warranted, and here we are.
There you are, Steve Berline. Follow him on Twitter at Steve Berline, Compass Media Color Analyst, former NFL quarterback. Steve, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it, and hopefully we can do this again down the line.
Oh, I look forward to it anytime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.